Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is being learned live from the hills of Beit Shemesh, otherwise known as Ramat Beit Shemesh. And here we go. We are up to Siman Taf Kuf, and we're finishing it up. Sif Vav. Tomorrow we start the halachos of fire on Yom Tov. Much more practical, although the beginning is going to deal a little bit with a little less practical, because it's going to deal with the way they used to have fire in those days with Eitzim, with wood. Okay, here we go. Vav. Nagin the Naker Basar B'Yom Tov. The minhag is to do Nikur. What is Nikur? So there's different types of Nikur. The main Nikur was they used to have to go ahead and take out the main blood vessels from the meat when they did the kashering, because you couldn't go ahead and kasher with the blood vessels having, you know, the major blood in there and things like that. So you have to go ahead and take out these blood vessels. Again, there's also the Nikur of the Chelev and things like that, but here we're talking about the Nikur of the blood vessels. Okay, there's also Nikur of the Gidin. Okay, but here we're talking about, again, the Nikur of the blood vessels. Nogin l'naker basar b'yom tov afilu nishchat me'erev yom tov. Even if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov. Okay, so even if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, the minhag is to do the Nikur of the basar on Yom Tov itself. Okay, so let's look at the Mishneh Berurah. Sif katam chav zayin. Ukanomar le'el le'inyin melicha. Right, like we said yesterday, with respect to melicha, that it is permissible to go ahead and do melicha on Yom Tov, even the basar that was shechted on Erev Yom Tov. And then he goes on. It's not going to be so simple as we go through the whole rest of this sif. B'chol zeh, and all of this, that it's mutter to do the nikur of basar, even though it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, like melicha, that's only keshe minaker ha-basar shedaito le'ech la'achla b'yom tov. It's talking about where you're doing nikur of the basar that you mamish are going to eat on Yom Tov. Aval shar basar, but the rest of the basar that you do not need for Yom Tov, aser l'nakra. That is going to be aser to do nikur on. Now, this is not like melicha that we saw yesterday that was permissible, right? Agav, the basar that you needed for Yom Tov. And remember, by melicha, you were able to go ahead and do melicha on the basar that you weren't going to actually eat on Yom Tov when you did the melicha of the basar that you needed for Yom Tov. Okay, so that in that sense, it is different. It has to be specifically for the basar that you're going to eat on Yom Tov. And then he says, "Va'afilu nishchat b'Yom Tov," and this is true. Even if it was shechted on Yom Tov, it's going to be usher to do nikur for anything that you're not going to eat on Yom Tov. Shaharei, what's the reason? Torahu. There is tircha, serious tircha, in the nikur habasar, in doing this nikur. And, right, there's this torah in this nikur of basar, litzorech chol. Right, there's going to be torah in this nikur of the basar for chol. So that's basically why it's going to be usher on all the other meat besides the meat that you need for Yom Tov. And therefore, what he's saying is even if the behemoth was shechted on Yom Tov, the nikur could only be done for the meat that you wanted for Yom Tov. But now he's going to say, not so fast. Ella imkein rotze limolcho mipnei shechoshesh shema yasriach habasar. Now here's the catch. Unless, of course, you need to go ahead and do malicha on all the rest of the meat because you had a chash that maybe the meat will spoil. And in that case, it becomes mutter to go ahead and do nikur. Why? Umocho aser kodem nikur. Since you have to do malicha to preserve the basar, it's aser to do malicha before you do nikur, kemosha kasu biyor deyasim chavei. So he says here the following zach. He says, in principle, you can really can't do nikur on the rest of the meat, even if it was shechted on Yom Tov. But there is a catch. You would be able to do nikur on the rest of the meat if you have to go ahead and do what? If you had to go ahead and do malicha on the rest of the meat, and in order to do malicha on the rest of the meat, you need to do nikur. Why are you allowed to do malicha on the rest of the meat? That we saw yesterday, there was a heter to do malicha on the rest of the meat together with the meat that you wanted, either mamish together vasachas, or al yidei harama. Remember, you pull a shtick, the harama move. Then you'd be able to do the nikar in that scenario. And that's what he says. Uvezeh, okay. Mutar lo lenaker. We're continuing on. Uvezeh mutar lo lenaker gam shar basar. And now you'll be able to go ahead and do nikar of the rest of the basar al yidei harama through the halachic subterfuge, right? Which dahainu, what was that? If you remember from yesterday, la'achar shenikar chaticha. After you do, again, you're doing this because you need to do malicha on the rest of the meat. So therefore, you're going to do the old subterfuge move, and you're going to go like this. After you do nikar of chaticha achas letzara chayom, right? I'm doing nikar because I need to eat that piece of meat. So what do? Omer, you say chaticha zu ein atom beinat koka. This piece of meat, you know what? Wink, wink. Okay. Eina tova beinai kol kach. Rak chaticha acheres. I think the other piece of meat a little nicer. And then you do nikir on that. Vechein kulam. In other words, you do the old subterfuge move that you're allowed to do for malicha. Why are you allowed to do it for malicha? Because you want to preserve the basar. Once you're allowed to do it, this subterfuge move for malicha, you have to do the subterfuge for nikir. Because you can't do malicha without nikir. And that's how you'll be allowed to go ahead and do nikir on all the basar you're not eating on Yom Tov itself. But now he says, but dafka, is the dafka, get this, keshenishchat b'Yom Tov. This is all when he shechted it on Yom Tov. In other words, when the Shulchan Aruch said, afilu nishchat me'erev Yom Tov, he was only talking about the actual meat that you're going to need for that Yom Tov itself. Okay? But the meat that you're not going to need for that Yom Tov itself, that we said you could do agav the malicha, that's only if it was shechted on Yom Tov. Aval, continuing on the Mishnah Berurah, aval nishchata be'erev Yom Tov, but if it was shechted on Erev Yom Tov, v'haya lo pnai, and he had actually time, l'nakra mibaod yom, he had time to do nikar before Yom Tov, then it's asalo l'naker even together with the malicha. Asalo l'naker b'Yom Tov, rak ha-basar shetzarech l'achil b'Yom Tov. Then he's only going to be able to do the nikar on Yom Tov of the basa that he's going to eat that day. Why? Now, the question is why? If you're allowed to do malicha in principle that way, why is nikur different? So he says, Sharei ha-nikur eino mafig tam ha-basar klal. Because since he could have really done the nikur the day before, and because it's not, the nikur the day before is not going to lessen the taste of the meat at all. See, malicha is better on the day itself, if you do it that day, on the Yom Tov itself. But there's no real benefit in principle for nikur on the day of Yom Tov itself. Okay, so that's what he says. He says, "Rak habazal ha'yom sharei hanikur eino mafig tam habasa klal." V'hayalo lenaker kodem Yom Tov, and he should have went ahead and did the nikur before Yom Tov. Again, it's not like malicha, because by malicha, the basa is not going to be as good the next day. So therefore, we saw yesterday that they were matir lechatchila to go ahead and do malicha on Yom Tov, even if you could have done it before Yom Tov. But nikur, it's the opposite. If anything, the behema is going to be masriach more if you don't do the nikur, because you're leaving the vessels in. And therefore, since you did not go ahead and do the nikur, even though you knew that the basar might not be as good, because you pushed it off the nikur, so then you're not going to be able to do the nikur, even if what? Even if you had to go ahead and do the malicha to preserve the meat. And in that situation, you're toast. You're not going to be able to do the malicha to preserve the meat. Why? Because you shouldn't have the nikur the day before. So it comes out like this. For the meat, this is confusing stuff, but it goes like this. For the meat that you want for the Yom Tov itself, there they were nayek to go ahead and do what? To go ahead and do the nikur of that meat that you're going to eat on the Yom Tov itself. Okay? Because what? Because it's on Yom Tov itself. That meat itself. You're going to go ahead and you're going to do malicha of that meat itself. You're going to do nikur of that meat itself. That's totally fine. Even if you shechted it before Yom Tov. Okay? The rest of the meat, even if you shechted it on Yom Tov, you really in principle can't do nikur. The only reason you could do nikur on the rest of the meat is if you need it for what? If you need it for the malicha, which you're allowed to do. But that's only if you shechted it on Yom Tov. That's what he says. That's only if you shechted it on Yom Tov. Okay? That is this Mishnah Berurah. Very, very complicated, but I think we explained it well as could be. Let's move back to now in the Ramah. V'tov l'shanos k'tzas. Okay, now, again, what's the basic issue here with this nikur? What's the problem with nikur? There's no mulacha in nikur. The problem in nikur is that it's a tircha, and if it's not something that's not necessary for the Yom Tov, then it's a real problem. But what if it is necessary for Yom Tov? You want to eat it. So then l'chayra, you should be able to do it, no problem. But he says, no. Since you shechted it on Erev Yom Tov, and you could have went ahead and done the nikur before Yom Tov, so then that's why you should do it with a shinui, tov l'shanos k'tzas, im yuchol l'shanos be'ezet davar. Therefore, you should do a shinui, if you could do a shinui. Because remember, even we paskin, even by regular meleches ochel nefesh, regular meleches ochel nefesh, if it's something you could have done the day before, you're only allowed to do it on Yom Tov if you do a shinui. So too here, he says, the minhag is to go ahead and do nikur for the thing that you're going to go ahead and eat on that on Yom Tov itself. Tzarech Yom Tov. But since you could have done it before Yom Tov, it's tov l'shanos k'tzas. It's good to go ahead and do it with a shinui. So let's look at the Mishabura, tivkat m'chalfes, tov l'shanos k'tzas. Dahinu, she'inakrenu bekufitz o bekardim. And instead of using the knife that you normally use for nikur, you use a kufitz. A kufitz is the big knife that they would cut the, they would chop the meat with. Oh, bekardim, okay, which also is like an axe. You know, these were not the regular knives that were used, the delicate knives that were used for the nikur. The afal gav el gabe malicha, and even though when it came to malicha, af shaya yachol l'malchol me'erev yom tov ein sarach shinui, there, even though he could have done malicha me'erev yom tov because he shechted it, there you don't require a shinui. What's the reason? Hasa mishum de basar, because when it comes to meat, salting meat, there, the basar should show a harbe b'malicha mafig tam. When it comes to the meat, if you do malicha and you let the meat hang out, that's going to take away the tam. And therefore, it's always better to do malicha, even if you shechted it before Yom Tov, it's better to do malicha on the Yom Tov itself. So therefore, there's never a need for malicha on the meat that you're going to eat to do it Erev Yom Tov, because it's always going to be better. It's like cooking the meat, so, right? It's always better on Yom Tov. Or if you have a choice to shecht the meat, it's always better to shecht it on Yom Tov because it's fresher. So too by malicha. But by nikur, once you shecht it already before, there's no benefit. If anything, it's worse to hold off on the nikur. So therefore, you have to do it with a shinui if you shechted it erev yom tov, right? Mashenke nacha al yedei nikur eino mafik tam klal. Nikur is not going to in any way affect the tam of the meat. If anything, again, it hurts it by pushing it off. V'hayel nakro erev yom tov, you should have done a nikur on erev yom tov. Okay. So he says. Now it's interesting, you know, that it became a minhag to actually do the nikur on Yom Tov, you know, even if you shechted it before Yom Tov. But that's the bottom line. It was a minhag to go ahead and do it on Yom Tov, even if you shechted it before Yom Tov. But when doing it, you should do it with a shinui, if you can. Right? In yuchal l'shanos be'edavar. Now the Mishabura goes. Sifkot l'chapes. That's if you could do a shinui. V'im iyev shalol l'shanos. And if you can't do a shinui, muter afilu b'li shinui. It becomes muter even without a shinui. The afagav dahaya yachol lasos me'erev yom tov. And this is true even though he could have done it me'erev yom tov. Why? Mishum de nikur leka shum lesa de malacha. Because unlike malacha, and even meleches ochel nefesh, what did we say by meleches ochel nefesh? By meleches ochel nefesh, we said that although it's not like machshirei ochel nefesh, and you could do it on yom tov if you could have done it before yom tov, there you need to do a shinui when you're doing it on yom tov if you, right, we go with those that were machmir, and you have to do it with a shinui if it was something you could have done on erev yom tov. However, okay, when it comes to this, there's no real malacha. It's just a what? It's just a tircha b'alma. And therefore, so it goes like this. Nikur is really a tircha b'alma. So ideally, okay, you should try to do a shinui. Even right, but since the minhag is to go ahead and do the nikur together with the whatever you're going to be eating on that yom tov itself. So if you can't go ahead and do a shinui, it's okay. It's okay, even though you could have shechted it before, assuming you're going to eat. Again, this is only on the meat that you're going to eat. The meat that you're not going to eat, that we dealt with in the earlier sifkata. Then he goes on and he says, because again, the meat that you're not going to eat, that is tircha l'tzarachol. It's a different story. Here, it's a tircha that you, because you could have done it before Yom Tov, but it's still a tircha l'tzarach Yom Tov. So that they allow, okay, if you can't do a shinui. The chelek achorayim. Now, what about the hind quarter? The iyev shal l'naker hetev al yedei shinui. He says, the hindquarter, as you know, is a very delicate area to do nikur. In fact, Ashkenazim don't really do it, right? You need a good Teimani Sheichet to go ahead and get your filet mignon. Okay? So what you're dealing with the Chelek Achorayim, the Yashal Nakir Hete Validation, you can't really do that with a Shinoi because you can barely do it properly without a Shinoi. So there, Yesh Lahachmir, Shalol Nakro, in Nishchat Me'er Yomtov. You should be Machmir not to do any Nikur if it was Shechted on Erev Yomtov. Vahaya Shahus, and it was time, Lenakro Me'erev Yomtov. Because there, we know that that's something that you can't really do a Shinoi on, and you're putting yourself in a situation where you're not going to be able to even do it with a Shinoi. Uvamakom Dechak, Yesh Lahakel, and in a serious Makom Dechak, okay, you could be Mekel Litzorech Yomtov. Okay, what's the makom tchach? I need that filet mignon. By the way, it's not talking about the real filet mignon because in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, they probably weren't shafting it. Only the teimanim were shafting it. But it means the hind quarter. Those areas are very delicate that you needed the proper utensils. Okay, so then if it's a makom tchach, you could be mekel with tzorech yom tov. Then he goes as follows: basar menukar shehu biyom shlishi lishchitasa. What happens if you have basar that's already, okay, manukar, and it's the third day after the shechita? V'im yisha achar yom tov, and if you wait till after yom tov, ya'asa la'ochlo ki'im tzli, ke'mevuar bi'yaridea simen samach tesif yudbeis. What is this talking about? Is halachan as follows, that you're not allowed to go ahead and do melicha after the meat already hung out for 3 days. Okay? If the meat hung out for 3 days, you're not allowed to go ahead and do the melicha because it's already going to be hanging out there too long. And the only way you could then go ahead and eat that meat is if you roast it, because melicha is going to be awesome. So you have the following situation. The meat is in its third day. If you wait till after Yontif, guess what? You're not going to be able to go ahead and do melicha on that meat anymore. So he says in that situation, muter ladicha biyomtov, hol v'roi la'achila. You can go ahead and you can do hadacha on that meat. You can rinse it on yomtov, because once you rinse it, that will enable you to preserve the situation so that you can go ahead and do the malicha. The after tircha zu the tzarecholu, and even though the tircha here is a tzarechol, eino osem maisa. You're not really doing a maisa. Rak sheshofech alav mayim. All you're doing is pouring water on it. He says, but even in that situation, it's roi lechatchila sheyochlu akatzavim chaticha mimenu. The butchers should minimally go ahead and do what? Eat a little bit of that meat. Ad yom tov sheni. And if it's a situation where you can hold off one more day to yom tov sheni, then lo yadichu biyom tov rishon. Then you shouldn't go ahead and rinse it on Yom Tov Rishon. In other words, what happens if the only problem is that if you wait, you're going to wait until after Yom Tov Sheni, and then it's going to be a problem to do Malicha. Then you should at least wait till Yom Tov Sheni to do the rinsing. Aval b'Shabbos, however, on Shabbos, the Efshar Levashel V'lechol, since on Shabbos you wouldn't be able to go ahead and do what with that meat. You couldn't even in principle cook that meat and eat it. Then it's going to be also to do the Hadacha, your toast. The reason why your toast, again, is not 100% clear, based on the Mishnah Berurah back in Simon Shin Chav Aleph, there, Sif Katan Chav Aleph, since you can't go ahead and cook it and eat it on day, so therefore, and it's not the derech, basically, to eat raw meat, so it becomes apparent that you're doing it litzorech chol, and therefore it's going to be usher to go ahead then and be madiach it, the basar b'mayim, to rinse it with water. That's what he says. So on Shabbos, okay, it's going to be us. It says V'ayim le'el. Now he goes on and he says as follows. However, you check out earlier in Siman Shin Chav Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Chav Aleph, where we wrote there Bashekasadu Shem Achronim Dalyde Akum. When it comes to a non-Jew, V'vadayesh lahakel ladiach, that for sure you could be mekel and even rinse the meat. Okay, on Shabbos with a goy. The Mi'ef Shali De Akum, and we said there that if you couldn't do it with a non-Jew, it'd be mutter gam al yidei Yisrael, it'd be permitted even with Yisrael. So again, he has here that when it comes to hadacha on Shabbos, so he quotes the Magen Avraham that says it's going to be aser, but then he goes back to the Mishnah Berurah back way back when, that you could rely with on the hadacha with a goy. If okay, and if you don't have a goy, you will be able to even go ahead and with Yisrael go ahead and rinse it. And he goes on. Okasav Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham also writes. Then Eirah Zeh Bebasah Sheinah Menukar. Gam Biyom Tov Also Ladichos. So he has another chumra here of the Magen Avraham that you have a situation where the basar is not even menukar, so it's going to be also on Yom Tov. It's also going to be aser to go ahead and rinse it. Why? He shouldn't be cave on the aser lenaker since it's aser to do nikur. If it's mat like we saw earlier today, Mashein Litzarach Yom Tov Al Yedei Harama. Because you can't go ahead and do nikur if it's not Litzarach Yom Tov. You can't do the Harama Shiyomar to say, Oh Chamene Kazayis, I'm going to go ahead and eat a Kazayis, cave on the Yachal and Nakra Mabod Yom, since he could have done the nikur from the day before. Right? You can't do that. So if you have basar from the previous day that was not menukar, so and there's no way you're going to be able to go ahead and eat it then. Mimelo chazi l'achila v'alkein dino kimo b'shabbos v'yasir l'adicho. So it's not something it's chazi l'achila, and therefore, okay, it's going to be like Shabbos. That's going to be usher to do adacha. V'nei l'fi mashekei l'achronim gam b'shabbos. Now he goes back and he says, but according to what we said, l'gavei l'achronim, that by Shabbos in the makom atchak, okay, they are mekel. Mitam, what was the reason why they are mekel? That at the end of the day, you're allowed to really, you're allowed to rely on the opinion that say you could go ahead and you could move basar, it's raw. So then it would also be mutter to go ahead and rinse it. So gam basar menukar. So when it comes to basar, it's not menukar, even on yantif, right? But we said that even on yantif, you should be machmir like Magen Avraham. Ein lahachmir mitamze. You don't have to be machmir, kamo shebiyarti ber halacha, like we said in the ber halacha. So at the end of the day, you can go ahead and, in the makom atchak, you'd be able to go ahead and rinse it on Shabbos and even on Basar Sheil Manukar on Yom Tov, you'd be able to do the rinsing. Again, the rinsing is so that in order to keep the meat malichable, that you can still do malicha on it. That's what you need the rinsing for. It's really rinsing and letting it soak. Then he goes back there and he says, "Mikol kol mefshar al yedei akum, tov yotei al yedei akum." If you could have a guy do the rinsing, it's better. Okay, shemenuach habasah b'kli. If the basah happens to be in a kli, it's better to do the rinsing like this. Bo shiyir chotiyadav alav. Better to go ahead and rinse your hands on top of it. And actually, habasah shari mayim until the basah becomes okay, soaking in the water, and then that will enable you to preserve the malicha ability of that meat. Ad kan.